In 1978, stiff winds and huge seas kept Diana Nyad from making the 103-mile swim from Cuba to Florida. Now the host of The Score, normally heard here at this time on KCRW, is trying again at the age of 60. I'm Matt Holzman, and I'll be keeping you up to date on her progress until she walks up on that beach in Florida. But this week, unfortunately, there's a very sad side note to her story. In planning for today's update, I received an email from Diana. It read, "My brother died yesterday. Am in transit to Boston. Will email you an update." I spoke with Diana briefly this morning, and she told me that her brother's death was unexpected. We couldn't help shaking our heads at how the universe manages to keep everything in perspective, and she still wanted me to give everyone an update on her swim. So via email, here's what she told me. The headline is that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton did indeed step in, and Diana will receive permits to make the swim from the U.S. State Department. Ironically, the Cubans, who were always high on the idea, haven't yet come through, but Diana writes, quote, "fingers crossed." After her 24-hour test swim of a couple of weeks ago, it seems that Diana is ready to make this big swim, but her team has been working feverishly to find a boat that could keep up with her, one that can go slow enough to stay with her and stay on course, one that doesn't bellow fumes, and a boat that has a transom low enough so that her handlers can easily talk to her and give her sustenance. In her email, she says, quote, "team of boat builders designing a solar-powered boat to serve as my escort vehicle." And we'll have to wait until I speak with her next week to find out more about that. Finally, Diana writes, "training tricky at this point. Peaked for the July 15th 24-hour swim. Then the plan was to taper, gain weight, wait for weather, and go. With government holdups, searching for right vessel, etc., could push to third, even fourth week of August. Have to keep in top shape. 6-hour swims now, but don't want to get fatigued." With the death of her brother, Diana Nyad has taken a difficult detour from her dream of making that 103-mile swim from Cuba to Florida. But with our good thoughts and prayers and her indomitable spirit, I know that you will not be deterred. Tune in next week at the same time for our next update, or go to kcrw.com/dream.